Hey y'all, it's Chris from Canada. I'm back. And you're listening to the Bugcast in 5, 4, 3.
Podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
folks, it's Chris from Canada. I'm back again hosting, I think this is my third, fourth, maybe fifth time. So thanks to Dave and Caroline for letting me take over episode 543 at 543. A little bit of a countdown going on there. I thought that was fun to do. Anyways, thought I'd bring you some more music this week and try something a little bit different. So I thought I'd just, you know, hop onto Jamendo, grab a few tracks, grab a few things from my inbox that came in that weren't Canadian music that I could play over here. And I'm finding it was a little bit more challenging that every time I found something great on Jamendo, oh, Dave or Caroline had played it already and played it recently. So that would be no fun because, you know, you've got your year-end show coming up, the best of, listener's choice and all that great stuff, which, by the way, I hope you're all getting that together. I'll talk more about that later. But, yeah, so it was a little more challenging. So anyways, this is something that had been sitting in my inbox for a while now. That was, I'm probably going to pull a Caroline here and mispronounce this, Iamar, and the song was Cast Away. So the little bio write-up that is on the webpage for this band is, healing is often found on the other side of heartache. Just as drummer and vocalist Dylan Gowan, the founding member and key songwriter for Toronto, Ontario's newest progressive metal band, Iamar. This was written in 2017 with a way to cope with personal challenges he faced throughout the year, and the band's debuted self-titled album is a 9-song collection of musical stories that center on the universal themes of love, yearning, trials of life, and self-reflection. Spanning a multitude of influences, including folk, metal, melodic death metal, prog metal, and even Latin music, Iamar aims to delight the listeners with often unexpected twists, offering an outlet for hardship. And I think I've listened to the entire album, but that is the starter track off the album. So if you like that and that's your kind of thing, go check them out. Up next, I have the Detonics and the Black Cat Biscuit.
They play, 'cause the swing is my DNA.
'Cause I'm the swinger.
Yeah. don't know about you, but when the nights are drawing in and the frost is settling outside, I just want to snuggle up in front of a warm, cozy fire and listen to some great music. Fortunately, on Friday nights, I've got the Bugcast to sort out that music for me. So now all I need to do is light the fire, turn up the speakers, and I'll relax into Saturday morning. Thinking of joining us? Just head over to thebugcast.org/live for more details, and I'll see you there.
So as it turned out, both of these tracks ended up in my inbox, and because they're not Canadian, I couldn't use them. So first there we had the Daytonics. The album that track came from is Raise Your Bet, and the song was Can't Get Enough. These guys are from the Netherlands, and you can find them at daytonics.nl. They're also over on Facebook, and as always, I will provide all the wonderful links for Dave and Caroline, and they will pop them up into the show notes as always, so you'll be able to find out all these wonderful places where you can find these bands. The second band was Black Cat Biscuit, and the song was Parrot Woman. And I'm having a little bit of problem finding out exactly where these guys are from. The best guess, somewhere over in Europe, I believe, possibly somewhere in Belgium, because a lot of the stuff on their webpage talks about a Belgian blues challenge and lots of different blues fests. So this track, Parrot Woman, was their new single. It was released on November 23rd of this year, and you can find out more about them at blackcatbiscuit.com. And Black Cat Biscuit, all one word, no spaces, no underscores, nothing. And links will be in the show notes. So this week we had hoped to have John co-hosting with us, and I was going to set up the new rig and have the laptop and everything all set up and going. But unfortunately, he is still recuperating from his last bout of chemo and is far too tired to come and join me. And then everything, you know, life happens, kid needs to go shopping. So I did not get to record on the day I wanted to. And now I'm recording at, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night here in Canada, a couple days early, so that Dave can have this so it can autoplay. Somebody can make it go on Friday night, so you can all listen and enjoy some lovely waffle and chit chatter in the chat room, as everybody always does. So, you know, I would love to say hello to everybody, but that would be a little bit challenging. So if you are listening from the chat room and you're there chatting, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us on an unusual night when it's not Dave and Caroline. And hopefully, maybe if you're really enjoying this, you'll come over and check out my show over at Insomnia Radio Canada and catch a whole bunch of great, fantastic Canadian news, because, you know, Canadian music is fantastic. Not that Dave and Caroline don't play fantastic music, but, you know, I play some pretty awesome stuff too. Now, I believe somewhere around here, here's the information. So Dave and Caroline are going to start talking to you about their listener's choice show. This will be anything from episodes 403 to 449. And the show will be aired, and it'll be show number 450 on Friday, February 24th. So you need to start getting those tracks into Dave and Caroline. I have a short list, which made it really difficult because I didn't want to play any of those on today's show. Though I may end up playing some of those bands today just because they're awesome. And hopefully you guys will tune in the next week or two. I will be doing my listener's choice for my first 6.5 years of shows. That's the first 75 shows over 6.5 years. And I can blame Dave and Caroline for getting me started. So it's all their fault. And they have submitted their listener's favorites to me. There will be links in the show notes for Dave and Caroline's listener's choice and where you can go to submit those, which would be fantastic. And the sooner you get them in, the better, because then Dave and Caroline have an idea of how long that show's actually going to be and how much waffle they're going to have to include. In the past, people have also submitted a little audio clip of why it's their favorite track from that time period and introduced the track themselves. And I'm sure Dave or Caroline would be happy to see those come in this year, should you feel so inclined to do so. But I think that's enough of me waffling about for right now. How about we find some more music? Everyone's gone, I'll stay alone, but I don't mind, I met a new friend today. I can hear his voice in my head, it feels like he became a part of myself. He would call his ugly old name, and they will get the sinners out. They won't give up, they won't bend down. They're made of steel, they won't give up.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake and cherry aid. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
First up there was a band that I'm sure regular listeners will recognize. That was Fresh Body Shop, and the track was Ugly Army. And as many of you know, Fresh Body Shop is one of my more favorite bands. And I have to thank Dave and Caroline for introducing me to them. And that was actually not my favorite track, but, you know, thought we'd play something a little different other than one of my favorites this week. So as you guys know, that's Pedro from France, and he is a one-man gig, does all the whole kit and caboodle, writing, singing, plays all the instruments, records all the fun stuff, puts it all together, which is fantastic and awesome. The second track we had there, I grabbed off of Jamendo, and basically there's like no bio on their web, on the Jamendo page at all. Nothing, not a zip, zilch, zero. So what I can tell you is the band is called Radio Star. The track was called A Common Tale. It was released in 2011, and they have a Jamendo page, but that's about it. And if my country code served me right, they're either from Australia or Austria, because it's AUS, and I don't feel like Googling, so you guys can go check that out, right? Yes, awesome. So, no more waffle, more music. More music is always better than waffle, and I don't have a lot to waffle about when I'm all by myself. So, more music it is. Yes.
In my head, I hold back and fear that you might hear it someday. Would you break my heart if I give it to you? If I give it to you?
I think that was interesting, don't you? Two interesting tracks. So first up there, we had Alyssa Riley and her track Runaway. And she's from somewhere in the USA. And I only know this much because her Jamendo page has no bio. And the link to her Facebook page from Jamendo is broken. So hopefully she's out there somewhere, but still making music, because that track was pretty awesome. The second track there was a band called The Wind Whistles, and they are from Vancouver, Canada, and the track was Gold Fever. And amazingly, this is a band I have never, ever played on Insomnia Radio Canada. So perhaps I found something new for the show. So The Wind Whistles is Tom and Lisa, and that's spelled L-I-Z-A, so it could be Lisa, Lisa. Who knows? The way things are pronounced these days with names, it could be both or neither. Or something strange. And perhaps I've just pulled a Caroline and mispronounced it horribly wrong. But at least I'm not out stealing place names today. So these guys live together in the suburbs of Vancouver, Canada, and they are an indie folk duo, and they both sing and play acoustic instruments, and sometimes they play alone, and sometimes they bring friends, and sometimes they do not. They think they sound like a cross of the Lemonheads and the Violent Femmes, while people tell them they sound like a cross of the Decemberists and the Moldy Peaches. In spring 2016, they... love it when you lose your train of thought and where you're reading. They did the usual artist thing, the demos, the radios, the festivals, the tours, the friends, and lots of shows, and just released their first full-length Windowsills. And they're going to spread it out as much as they can. So, fairly new when that track came out. Not so fairly new now. There are a few tracks out on their Jamendo page. It looks like there's at least two albums up there. Lots of good, wonderful stuff to listen to. And, of course, Dave will have all that wonderful stuff in the show notes and the links and all that fun stuff, right? Of course. Because he always does. So hopefully I'm not putting anybody to sleep in the chat room tonight and you're all enjoying this pre-recorded episode of the Bugcast, though I'd really love to do a live show one day. And maybe one day we'll have live shows on Insomnia Radio Canada. Who knows? Who knows what the future will hold? You never know. One day at a time, we say. That's what we say a lot lately. So I think, seeing as we're almost at about 40 minutes, we can squeeze a little bit more music in here. So let's find some more music.
Still young enough to bend the use. Now I'm hanging on to every word you say. Oh, out of every other road, yours will take me where I wanna go. We could fly up to heaven, we could fall back down, but we'll never hit the ground.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
You say you feel like you're always alone. Yeah, you love to pretend, but you've never been one to let others inside your home. And we all have our reasons, but you can't be feeling like you're better off on your own. Cause you and I both know we've traveled down this road so many times. Broken down and broken hearted.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think of that for the last pair of tracks for tonight? Yep, last pair. Yeah, we're getting close to last track time. So first up there, we had a band that I have not played on Insomnia Radio Canada because they are not Canadian. But I did play them back when I was running the Vast Expanse podcast. The band is Flagship Romance. The track was Hit the Ground, and that was from an album a couple years ago. My brain's going to totally blank on this. The Fudge Sessions. So there are at least two more albums out after that. And Flagship Romance is the duo of Miss Jordan Jackson and Sean Fisher. And these guys are pretty phenomenal. I had a chance to actually interview them. And I do have that file still. And maybe one day when I get another podcast up and running that's not all Canadian music, we'll get to talk to them again and see how they've been doing since that album came out. And it's loaded with, I think it's like seven great tracks just like that one. So if you liked that track, go on over to flagshipromance.com and check them out. They are from Florida, USA, or at least they used to be. I know they moved recently, but they do a lot of great house shows and house concerts and bigger shows. And I'm pretty sure they played at a wedding or something once, which is pretty phenomenal. So you can go check them out. And Jordan also does upcycled jewelry, where she recycles the guitar strings that Sean uses and turns it into some pretty fantastic jewelry. So you should go check that out over on her Instagram page. I'm sure I can find the link for that and leave it for Dave as well to post in the show notes. But if nothing else, you can always bug me on Instagram or Facebook or somewhere, and I can always find it for you and send it to you. The second track there was Color Out, and I grabbed this from over on Jamendo. The track is Anything But Everything. It was released in 2015, and I think that's about all I can tell you about this group, because there's not a whole heck of a lot on their Jamendo page. Yep, we got music and lyrics by Dave Hendrick, mixed by Scott Horton, and that's about all it says here, which is kind of disappointing. You'd think there'd be some more information. Ah, here, biography, located in a strange different place. So, Color Out is a new rock solo project by Dave Hendrick from Chicago, Illinois. So there you go, more information. Not a whole lot of details in the bio, but you're more than welcome to go over there and check that out yourself. And while I could waffle on for another 5 or 10 minutes about not much of anything other than, you know, how I'm very happy that 2018 is almost done, and I'm sure there's other people out there feeling the same, and I'm looking forward to hopefully a better year in 2019, because between losing my job, several family members being coming down with cancer this year, teenagers struggling in high school, driving over an hour for a minimum wage job, and then this week our hot water tank decided to give up the ghost, and while we now have hot water in the house, we don't have hot water really to the shower, so I'm sure it's just a calcium buildup in the line or something strange like that. Hopefully not a terribly high plumbing bill. So I'm waiting for some good stuff, and at least music and podcasting is some of that good stuff. And I hope you've enjoyed the show today, and that's going to bring us to our last track. Now, if you do listen to Insomnia Radio Canada, I'm sorry, folks, this would be the track I closed out my last show with. The band is called Twinerva. They're Twinerva. I did it again. I pulled a Caroline. Twinerva. But you'll understand when you see how they write it out. It's T-W-N-R-V-A. The track is Bad Decisions, and you can check them over on Facebook at your typical facebook.com/TWNRVA/. There are links on their Facebook page to the music video for this track. I've met Andrew from the band. He's pretty awesome. Plays some really awesome guitar. Sings a little too. So this track's going to take you back to the boy bands of the 90s. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in. As I've said many times before, maybe one of these days Dave and Caroline will come and take over Insomnia Radio Canada and do a show for me. Wouldn't that be fun? I think that'd be pretty awesome. So have a great night, folks. Enjoy this last track, and we'll see you next Friday at 9:30 Bugcast Tower time. And I believe it's Dave and Caroline's Christmas show. So come back and join us for that and all the festivities that that will entail. In the meantime, this is Chris signing off from the Bugcast, and have a great night.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You are listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more of our shows at otherside.network.